Isaiah chapter 3. For look, the sovereign Lord of hosts is taking away from Jerusalem and from Judah support and supply, every piece of bread and drop of water, the mighty man and the warrior, the judge and the prophet, the diviner and the elder, the captain of 50 and the honorable person, the counselor and the expert craftsman, and the skillful enchanter. I will make the young to be their princes, and infants will rule over them. The people will be oppressed, everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor. The young will behave proudly against the old, and the base against the honorable. A person will even grab hold of his brother and his father's house, saying, "You have clothing. Come, you be our ruler, and let this ruin be under your rule." In that day he will cry out, "I cannot cure this, for there is neither bread or clothing in my house. You must not make me a ruler of the people." For Jerusalem has stumbled, and Judah has fallen, because their words and their deeds are against the Lord, defying his glorious watchfulness. The look on their face witnesses against them. They flaunt their sin like Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to their soul! They have brought disaster on themselves. Tell the righteous that it will go well with them, for they will eat the fruit of their labors. Woe to the wicked! Disaster! For exactly what their hands have done will be done back to them. As for my people, children oppress them, women rule over them. O my people, those leading you mislead you and confuse the direction of your paths. The Lord rises to make the accusation. He stands to judge the peoples. The Lord comes to pronounce judgment on the elders and on the princes of his people. It is you who have ruined the vineyard. The plunder stolen from the poor is in your houses. Why do you crush my people and grind the faces of the poor? Says the sovereign Lord of hosts. The Lord says, the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with outstretched necks and seductive eyes, walking with dainty little steps as they go and jingling with their feet. Therefore the Lord will strike with scabs the top of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will make them bald. In that day the Lord will take away their beautiful anklets, the headbands and the crescent necklaces, the earrings, bracelets, and veils, the headdresses, the ankle bracelets, the sashes, the perfume boxes, and amulets, the rings and nose rings, the party dresses, robes, shawls, and purses, the hand mirrors, fine linen garments, the turbans and shawls. Instead of sweet perfumes, there will be a rotten stench, and instead of a sash, a rope, instead of a beautiful hairdo, baldness, instead of a rich robe, sackcloth, a slave branding instead of beauty. Your men will fall by the sword, and your warriors in war. Her gates will lament and mourn. Deserted, she will sit on the ground. Isaiah chapter 3.